Good Memphis, it's your girl DJ OZ, and you are listening to Welcome to the Ozone. And today is a very special episode. Today I have my girl Diamond V in the house, so I'm super excited. This is my first guest, also somebody I completely respect and absolutely adore. So, I just want to read a little bio about my girl real quick. So, Diamond V is an accomplished producer and audio curator who has established herself as one of the most sought-after female engineers in Memphis. With a passion for creating stellar music and producing innovative sounds, Diamond's career has been marked by impressive achievements and accolades. Diamond attended the University of Memphis from 2013 to 2017, where she honed her craft and built connections with professionals in the field. During her time at the university, she worked at the Stax Museum as a live audio engineer, overseeing high-profile events like Live in Studio A, the Memphis Grizzlies Staxtacular, and open conferences like legends like William Bell and Carla Thomas. In 2014, she became a GrammyU member and attended the 57th Annual Grammy Award. Diamond's career continued to skyrocket as she was hired by TEDx Memphis, where she facilitated the audio structure for various high-profile events, including seminars by Spike Lee, Nick Cannon, Stedman Graham, as well as the Barclays 50th anniversary. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in music recording tech in 2017, and soon after, she became the assistant manager at Ardent Studios. The role allowed her to refine her production and engineering skills in both analog and digital recording. In 2018, she was selected by the Grammy Award-winning producer Zaytoven to record and engineer a session for his label's new assignees, which had a significant impact on her career. Diamond's talent and hard work have made her the in-house producer for several Memphis recording artists, and she continues to grow her influence in the industry. Diamond is also the founder and CEO of Diamond Music Productions, LLC, a voting member of the Recording Academy, and recently earned her master's degree in music industry. She is currently pursuing her second master's degree in media scoring and production with the graduation date set of December 2025. Beyond her studio work, Diamond is deeply committed to giving back to the community. She worked at the Boys and Girls Club, where she created Alcee Elementary song and recorded their viral hit with the rapping principal. She also set up mobile studios in four schools around Memphis. Diamond also shaped the careers of many young artists and producers, helping them to build their own sound. So y'all, please give a warm welcome to my girl, Diamond V.
Yes. Oh, what's my God. Good? I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much for just marking a milestone in my new radio host career or whatever.
Oh, I'm glad to be my first
host. So
I'm excited.
We're just gonna get right into it,
because
I got questions anyways, because I just have questions, because I just adore her in general. So I definitely want to know what first got you into music.
Ooh, okay, so here's the story, right? I've always loved music. Didn't really have too many people in the family that did music, but apparently I've loved music since I was in my mom's stomach. She up there.
Hey, mama.
Right. So music was something that she would put the headphones on her stomach and it'll help me calm down. So basically, when I was in an uproar up in there, you know, she would put them headphones on and that would calm me down. So I guess it's in me. Yeah. And when I was in elementary school, I always was like, man, how do they do this? The behind the scenes, I was always interested in the behind the scenes, and the only way I felt I could do it, I guess I had to do piano lessons. Ooh. She forced me to stay.
I know. I've been there, girl.
I wanted to quit. But she made me stay, which is really why I'm still doing music today. Yeah. So it was a lot of influence from my mama on that part.
Okay. So what do you feel like? So you talked about you taking piano lessons, what are some of the influences musically that you looked up to early on?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so my piano teacher, he was, God rest his soul, he was best friends with Charlie Wilson. Wow. So he would play a lot of old school stuff, but okay, the song that he did, and I think I sampled it, Earth, Wind & Fire, September. That's my favorite song.
Wow.
That's it. That's really the song, because you got the horns, you got the drum, everything just plays a part in it. So that's one of the biggest influences is Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So I also want to touch on, like, early on in your journey, like, mm-hmm. your time at the University of Memphis and Stax Music, and the Stax Museum.
Mm-hmm.
They played a huge role in your development.
Right.
So what were some defining moments for you during that time at University of Memphis and Stax Museum?
So with University of Memphis, so we had a professor named Ben Yonis, right?
Shout out to Ben Yonis. Because he just be shaping people's careers early on.
When I tell you, I love me some Ben. So Ben, he was the one that told me about Grammy U. I never knew nothing about it. And they was like, you can't get in there unless you have, like, music. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I don't have anything. But, mm-hmm. you know, Ben pulled some strings and helped me get in. And also, when I got into that, that's when I started meeting people like at Stax, like mm-hmm. the director of Stax and mm-hmm. all of that. So that kind of helped with my career because I was able to do both. Mm-hmm. I was able to, like, work at U of M, mm-hmm. go to school at U of M, but then afterwards go to Stax. And I wasn't just like, hey, ringing people up in the gift shop. It was mm-hmm. like, no, I was setting up events. So when I started, right, and when I was working at Stax, we played nothing but Stax music. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize all the rappers were sampling the Stax stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, this is supposed to be Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. Like, wait, mm-hmm. this is supposed to be Jay-Z. Like, what? Yes. I did not know a lot of the stuff was being sampled. Mm-hmm. That's what really got me into sampling. So it was like, while I was working there, mm-hmm. I could, like, oh my God, I didn't know people sampled this, mm-hmm. or I didn't know this was even, like, not right. their song.
Right.
So it helped me to, like, learn more music and just become more open with not just always listening to R&B and rap, but, like, getting that soul side yes. of it. So that was a big part in, like, developing my sound yeah. and how I like to, you know, do the beats yes. on Saturdays yes. and, you know, just kind of
yes.
trial and error kind of thing.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So as a Grammy U member,
mm-hmm.
You even got to attend the 57th Grammy Award lunch. What was that experience like? Because, like, I'm a Grammy U mm-hmm. member as well, but I haven't gotten to that level. So just wanting to, like, I guess for students that strive to get to that level mm-hmm. In that area, what did that feel like?
Oh my, okay, so I didn't even know that I was going to get invited. I think that was probably the last yeah. year they were letting Grammy U members mm-hmm. go.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those things. I still got the invitation too. They sent out the invitation.
Oh, you
got
to frame that.
Oh, it's like a little mini, oh my wow. God, I should have brought it. I'm going to have to let you see it. But it's like they had it, you are cordially invited. They had the gramophone on. I was like, how can I afford this? Like, we didn't yeah. have it to just, oh, yep, we're going to book flights and we're going to go.
Yes.
It was one of those things where.
Flights to LA Express.
It very. But thankfully, I went online. I was like, I got to go. Mm-hmm. So it was yes. me, my mom, and my stepdad. I was like, we got to go. Like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but we got there. It was like, nobody knew we ain't really had no money.
Yeah.
We split a meal at IHOP, call it a day, go back to the room. That's it. We there.
Yeah.
But the whole experience, just being there and seeing the celebrities, everybody, like, you supposed to be there.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's not like, oh my God, I don't have no money in the bank. I'm not supposed to be here. No, they looking at you like, oh, you got invited. Yeah. So you're meant to be
right,
here.
Right.
It was never like a, I don't want to take a picture with you. Like, you don't look like you got. No, it was like a, yeah, we can yeah. take. Like, I was able to take pictures with a bunch of celebrities. And that whole experience, I was like, I'm going to be on this stage.
Yes.
Like, soon. It's coming.
Sooner
it's going to it's gonna be a lot of hard work. But I'm going to be on this stage because I'm supposed to be here. I had that moment of like, wow. Even though I feel mm-hmm. like I'm not, I actually am. So right. whenever, like, you in a space of, I don't really supposed to be here. Yes, you do.
Yeah,
because why not?
It's inspiring. It's inspiring too, to see those celebrities yeah. be in the same space as you are. I mean,
right, even, like, in the same right. Like, hey, slide
I can
over.
Touch you for real.
Right,
slide like, this ain't a dream. This is real. That's awesome.
I'm telling you. And I like, even for the Grammy U members now, mm-hmm. like, I don't know how the process works, but yeah. keep working towards it. Keep making the music, whether like you like it or not. Just put the music out, because once you try to become a Grammy member. Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking for. How much music have you put out in the last 5 years? And
y'all
the crazy
listening?
Thing is,
students,
I didn't release my first album until last year. So mm-hmm. I've been a member for the past 3 years,
mm-hmm.
like a real Recording Academy member mm-hmm. For the past 3 years. So it's not like you have to release your own stuff. You have to be a part of stuff that's been released.
Right.
So There you go. That's a little
inside. Y'all can inside. Just kind of let that settle for a second. Right. We're going to play some music real quick. We're going to get into our vibe check. So this is a new segment that I'm introducing. So all the music that you're listening to is artists that Diamond V actually listens to. So we're going to get into some music real quick, and we're going to be right back. Y'all keep it locked right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to The Ozone. Listening to The Ozone with DJ OZ, and we got Diamond V in the house. Like,
yeah.
I'm just kidding, y'all. But so I want to talk about her being a super producer, because she does many things, but production is obviously one of her first passions. So after college, you became an assistant manager at Ardent Studios. Mm-hmm. So what was the biggest lesson you learned in that role?
Oh man.
Talk about it.
You know, it takes a lot of discipline, I'll say. Because although I was the assistant manager, I was still doing internship related stuff. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, you go get the food, go get the coffee, clean the bathrooms, that kind of thing. And it's one of those moments where it's like, man, am I really supposed to be doing this? Like, why am I cleaning a toilet?
What is going to come from this?
Exactly. What is coming from this? I need to be in the studio making beats. And they made it so hard for me to get in the studio.
Yeah.
Not going to even say, like, oh, it was fun, it was easy. No. Every time I got in the studio to play a beat, they would call me and be like, hey, can you come back to the front desk? Or, hey, can you do this? I never got a chance to fully get the experience of playing beats. Like, I would sit in there sometimes, but I had to tend to the front desk or things like that. I got a chance to set up, like, microphones and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoyed that. But as far as fully being able to work, it was never a fully being able to work. I was still doing internship. So it was like, they hired me straight after my internship, which was great. I, you know, absolutely enjoyed it. But some parts I'm like, this is not it. Things would flood. I would have to get it. And it was really a humbling experience, I'll say. Very humbling. So it's when if they, and I'm not the type of person, so whenever my studio opens, it won't be that.
Y'all heard that, right?
Yes.
Whenever her studio opens,
it's coming.
It's cooking. It's cooking.
So it won't be that to where it'll make you feel like you're being humiliated. It'll be more so you'll feel like, okay, no, I'm actually gaining something from this. I gained from it, but I don't feel like you should have to, like, sweep in order to know, like, what the process looks like.
Right.
So that's just my take on it. I guess everybody is different, but I wouldn't do that.
That's real. That's real. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
Please don't.
It's all good. Look, I'm learning even more. I mean, at the internship I had here, I've learned discipline really does pay off.
It does.
When you get that recognition, it makes it feel like it's worth pretty much everything to me. I've learned so much firsthand from being in any internship that I've been in, so I definitely feel that. But I definitely want to talk about, you were handpicked by Zaytoven, which is a major producer in the game. So in 2018 you got to record and engineer a session for his new assignees, and that's a major opportunity.
Definitely.
So how did being selected by him impact your career, and what did you take away from that experience?
Oh, okay. So real quick backstory. He had the masterclass. Mm-hmm. Oh, I still got the ticket. It's funny. It was Super Bowl Sunday,
too. You
gotta
frame these things.
I know. I got them. They ready. It was Super Bowl Sunday. I went to the masterclass. Mm-hmm. I was the only one there who brought, like, a beat machine, and I could play, like, my own stuff, like an NPC, but it was the machine kind. And that right there was number one thing that stood out to him. And so everybody was like clicking the beats and stuff. I just never could get into it. But so I played some beats, and I kind of got to networking with a few of his artists. And I went home after that. Next thing I know, it was like 11 o'clock? And I told my mom, I said, Mom, I got to go downtown to a hotel. Now, this sounds bad, right? I got to go downtown.
A different city. She's like, hold on now.
No. He was here.
He was in Memphis?
He was in Memphis. Yeah, it was downtown at the, I can't remember the hotel. It's like on top of a parking garage. I don't know the name, but Comfort Inn or something. And I was like, I got to go downtown to a hotel and record Zaytoven's artist. I got pictures. We did this in the hotel room. I packed up my backpack with my laptop, interface, and microphone, and I went down there. Wow. And one of the artists was like, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for parking. Just come down. And I got a chance to record literally all of his artists. I think it was like six of them on my beat. It was on my beat. Yes, girl.
Nuts.
And after that, it was just kind of one of those things where I was on his radar. So whenever I would go to Atlanta, I could, like, hey, I'm in Atlanta. And it was the same for Drummer Boy, too. So it kind of just went hand in hand. That's when
See,
it started.
That's when you stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
You ain't
got to
get ready. I'm
just
telling you.
Just think about how if she was not ready to just get up and go, how that would have passed her over.
Fear would have messed me up.
Fear.
Because I was like, this don't sound right.
Right.
Going to a hotel at nighttime. It was like 10, 11 o'clock by now. It don't sound right, but I got to go.
I gotta go.
And I did it. And a lot came from that, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can't. Like, y'all, I'm learning stuff, too. So if I'm saying wow a few times, y'all gotta bear with me. Okay. So you've worked so many live events. You said that you worked at TEDx Memphis to the Barclays 50th anniversary.
Oh, that was fun.
What's been, like, one of the most unforgettable experiences when you're working with live events?
Oh, man. Just honestly, I enjoy the setup process. Like, yeah, y'all gonna get on stage and cut up. But I know it sounds crazy, right? I enjoy, like, setting up the microphones and just watching, like, it's almost like you know, if you just sit back, you see your baby just walking. Mm-hmm. Like, first it's like, yeah, I help you do
okay,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would get that one.
Yeah,
I
definitely
get that. So it's like to see, like, oh my goodness, okay, they are, it sounds great. Mm-hmm. People are coming to you saying, oh my God, this sounds amazing. I never heard it sound like this. So it's kind of like you get the chance to show off. Mm-hmm. And you're not up there showing off, mm-hmm. but like to hear it, it's like, yeah. So never sounded this
really
good in
the
Stax
this.
Museum. Never sounded this good in the Rose Theater. Like, what are you doing over here? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Just working a little bit.
Just doing my thing, you
know. Just a little bit. Not too much. But no, like, just being around some legends.
Yeah.
Carla Thomas.
That's nuts.
Like, come on now. I didn't
That's
even.
That's literally nuts.
It's like Carla Thomas, David Porter, the Barclays. I would hear their songs, but I never just really would put two and two together. Yeah. So it just worked out. I was like, oh, wow, this
and
is
just
amazing.
Just to be in a room with playmakers like that is just.
Exactly.
It's humbling, but it's also inspiring.
It's
like,
very
I can imagine
inspiring.
My mouth would have been like.
It was. I was like, they said this. Is,
what?
The lady on the picture out there, Carla Thomas. And it was like crazy. Memphis Grizzly mm-hmm. players that was at that specific mm-hmm. event at the Stax Museum. So it was just really amazing. Like, I loved it. I really wanted to go back, but, you know, you got to move on at some
yes.
point.
Yes, yes. You just leveling up. That's all a part of it.
Right.
So we're going to play another song real quick, handpicked by Diamond V.
Y'all
keep it locked right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to The Ozone with my special guest, Diamond V.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta say a word, keep giving me what I'm looking for. I just gotta tell everybody, I don't wanna keep it on the low. Got my love, I love her. Got my love, I love her. I just wanna take her out and prove what a real man supposed to do. We can lay around and play around and got time to hang with my crew. I love her, I love her. Got my love, I love her.
Is it me or these just average? Is it because you like my accent? Is the way that I talk my Is it the way that I wear these glasses? Met him on April the 7th.
Okay.
By the 15th, bought me a patty.
Hey.
I heard he be hard on me. I made him fall in love with a savage.
Ooh.
It's the fact that I'm hard on
you. Oh,
but no lie, you making me feel deep.
Got no type, but he say I'm the one.
Let's go. He must got a thing for real. I know I can get a little crazy.
I know.
But I love that you know how to deal with it. I need you to bear with me, baby.
For real.
I ain't really used to no real. You own me and I own you too. I promise I'm not about to let up for nothing. I know I be nagging sometimes. Put dick in my mouth, make me shut up or something. I promise to keep it tight. Every time gon' feel like a purge. You keeping me happy, you getting me thick. Got him asking me who my surgeon.
You ain't gotta say a word, keep giving me what I'm looking for. I just gotta tell everybody. I don't wanna keep it on the low. Got my love.
Cannot relate to
why not?
Come on, love, huh? Favorite song, come on, it's up.
Hey.
T-shirt and panties on. No, he love Big Glow for sure. His favorite red bone. He got motion, and I got it too. The sex be so connected. Boot on with the ain't have to make no spaghetti.
Ooh.
Fell in love so fast.
Damn.
My friends say I'm pathetic. Pray don't play with my feelings.
Why?
This shit gon' get domestic.
You ain't gotta say a word, keep giving me what I'm looking for. I just gotta tell everybody.
Y'all, we're back and we got some more questions. We are here with Diamond V at WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and you're listening to The Ozone. So I want to talk about your upcoming album, which mm-hmm. is No Hard Feelings. Mm-hmm. So what inspired? I'm looking at her side eye like, I don't know. But, you know, the people want to know, the behind the scenes, like why it all came together the way that it did. So what inspired your upcoming album, No Hard Feelings?
You really want to know?
I really
want to know. You want me to tell the people?
All the people want to know.
Okay. So I wouldn't say this is a breakup album. Mm-hmm. There is a song geared towards it. But mm-hmm, it was just something that just came over me, you know?
Something that came
over. That one song started it. Because I wanted to do an album. I'm like, I released my album around this time last year. I need to go ahead and do another album. I didn't know what beats I was going to do. I didn't know, like, what the concept would mm-hmm. be. Until the breakup happened, and I was like, perfect.
That's all it takes, perfect. Y'all. A lot of good art come from heartbreak.
I'm telling you. And so that's where, you know, the song Heartache came from. So it's a total of about 8 or 9 songs. It depends mm-hmm. on how I'm feeling. but definitely No Scrubs will be on there. Yes. So in a way, the song titles is kind of taking a little bit of some shots, but you know, it is what it is.
But she's gonna finish it every time.
Just saying. But no, for real, for real, that's where it stemmed from. Mm-hmm. It stemmed from a breakup that just kept going with, oh, this is very creative. I kind of like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I never created a project where, or a beat where it stemmed from like emotion like that. Like I would create it and I'd be like, oh yeah, this makes me feel happy, sad, mm-hmm. whatever the case is. But this one, oh I was a little upset,
man,
you know.
And it's good, y'all. I might be a little biased, but I mean, she really snapped on this album. So,
yeah, you know, you did too. You definitely
I did a little something.
You definitely snapped. But yeah, you know, and it's not one of those things where I'm dwelling on the past. It was just I had a moment and I got creative in that moment. Yes. So,
yes,
turn that pain into passion. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Proverbs. So, I want to talk about how you approach producing versus mm-hmm. engineering when you're working on like any project.
Ooh, that's a good question. Hold on. Let me think. Okay.
Let it cook.
Hey, that needs to be next. But, okay, so as far as producing, I know most people approach it, hey, I'm going to start with the drums, or I'm feeling rage or happiness. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'll just play some chords and I'll go from there. So it's mm-hmm. sometimes I may find a sample, or sometimes I may just find like this little guitar riff. And I'm like, man, I really like that. And I'll just really because I play piano. Mm-hmm. So it starts from me playing something on the piano, whether it doesn't have to be a piano sound, but I usually start with the melody, I guess mm-hmm. you can say that. And then the drums is just, that's a breeze. Mm-hmm. I don't really just do too much with the yeah. drums. It's like, okay, I already know what it's gonna be, but I need the chords to hit,
that's the
melody.
Sweet spot for you.
Yeah, that part, because mm-hmm. people will remember it. Like,
yes, the melody.
On one of the songs, mm-hmm. it's like, you will remember this little sample
yes,
that's in
yes.
it. So I like that. Instead mm-hmm. of it's like the drums will hit. They mm-hmm. gonna knock every time. But I don't really like to start with the drums for okay. some odd reason. I don't know. And then as far as engineering, how I approach it, it depends on the artist. So I mix differently from the rap songs to the R&B songs or whatever. It's a different approach, but it really just depends on the artist. So if the artist is coming in and we got a nice little chill vibe, okay, cool, I'm real nice and chill and laid back, and we just gonna vibe out. But if you coming in, you mm-hmm. turned up, then we turn it up. You know, we turn
yes.
up, we pouring up, we doing whatever.
Because yes. we having a good time every time.
Every time.
Regardless.
A diamond session is a must.
It's a must. And what I really love about having a session with Diamond is that like she makes you feel super comfortable,
and that's the
because mine ain't coming into that first session. I was like,
and you didn't want to ask no questions
here.
Right,
I don't want to mess up the vibe, I don't want to be whack because I'm just a student, you know.
No, but I'm always a student though.
Yes, and she's just very, you know, very comforting, and like you can ask me anything, and that's what I really appreciate, because in this industry it's very hard yeah. to come by genuine people.
Yeah.
And like Diamond is literally just as genuine as as people come, I guess.
Yeah, so. And I try to be the person that I wanted other people to be to me. So it's like being a female in a male-dominated industry, that's where it's, they looking at you like, aren't you the receptionist? No, this is my session.
Yeah, I'm actually running this session.
I'm running it. You know, you're here because of me kind of thing. So it's energy. Like, I never wanted any, like, especially the women that came to my sessions, I never wanted them to feel uncomfortable or to be like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here. You are definitely supposed to be here.
That's real.
And if you feel uncomfortable, then who's making you uncomfortable? Because we will have them.
Because we can kick them out.
Right.
Don't get it twisted.
Nothing happened.
Don't get it twisted because she will kick you out. Like,
because y'all not finna make us uncomfortable. This is my session.
Uh-huh. Or the artist. Like, precise with that. And that's what I really appreciate.
Yeah. And it's like, and I value the opinions of, you know, those that come into the session. I don't just let anybody in. So it's one of those things. Like, you
I'm
know?
Sorry. I'm laughing because I'm experiencing. It's real.
Mm-hmm, it
and
is.
I love it.
You know, I just want to make sure everybody have a good time.
Yes, yes. So for the people that are, obviously you're on everybody's radar right now, obviously, and have been for a while. So how do you choose artists to work with?
Ooh, I was just talking about this morning. So, okay. First of all, when I'm looking for an artist, 9 times out of 10, I've already been following you on any type of social media. Or if not, then if you come to me, how you did? You know what?
You guys.
I'll use you for an example.
I was so nervous.
I don't know why. It was just so funny because Jeff kept coming to me and was like, hey, my students want to meet you. They like, oh my goodness, they are excited that you work here. I'm like, wow, really? And you came to me. She came to me in the lobby at University of Memphis. I was on the phone with Maddie. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And she was like, girl, you a celebrity. I said, I don't know what just happened, but okay. And it's like when people come to me and they show me that they're consistent, that they are ready to work, that's it. I asked you to write a song. You wrote that song. You sent it back the next day. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to work with her.
Yes.
I want to keep working with her.
I was
so,
like, I'm trying to make sure I really nurture this connection because I just really appreciate her and who she is and just not just the status, but just the person behind the music. Like, it's very hard to come by people that actually want to see students actually grow in their journey and actually support them. And I was trying to make sure, like, whatever she need, girl, I'll make you 2 versions.
You did that, and you definitely made 2 versions.
Whatever
you need. And we went with whichever one sounded best. But I like for it to be some sort of consistency. Even if I don't hit you up, hit me up, because sometimes I'll forget. But I do like to see artists actually putting in the work. Don't just be like, oh, I'm gonna work with you, and then you're not ready. If I say we got to do a session tonight, let's do a session tonight.
Right.
Like, what are we prolonging this process for? Let's get to it. You want to work? Let's work.
Y'all listening, okay? And don't be trying to be all shy and stuff. Cause
please don't.
You getting to know her in this moment for that reason. So,
yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to be shy around me. Please don't be shy.
Please don't be shy. Don't be like me, y'all. I was shivering me timbers then. I ain't gonna even lie. But we're gonna take a little break and we're gonna play some music and then we're gonna get into this Paul Wall collab.
Yes.
And y'all are gonna hear No Scrubs for the first time on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Can I touch that? Gonna conversate like what's that? It's that $1 million play. I get respect when I'm in and out of state. All eyes on me, but you can have it your way. I be off that dime, Julio leaning. I need a pretty young dime. Who ain't conceited? That match my tempo. Impress me, energy, give it all to me, compress me, come take what you need, let me see. Dance in front of me, yeah. Impress me, nana. Impress me, baby. Nana. Nana. Babe. Nana. Impress me, baby. Let's hit the tropics. White sand on your feet, now we locked in. Baby, this ain't South Beach. Got your top 10. You a certified freak. One night with me, I'll have you going for a week. You got motion, all that body on you got me losing focus. Takes time to wind, I'm like, oh, push that pedal, girl, you got me floating.
Energy, yeah.
right, y'all, we're back and we are still rocking with Diamond V right here on the Ozone on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. So this is the part I've been looking forward to.
Me too. Okay.
So I really want to talk about this Paul Wall collab. She just dropped a single March 21st, No Scrubs, featuring Paul Wall and somebody named Ozzy Omar, something like that.
Yeah, I think she do the radio and
she
stuff.
She be doing some. She be in a little bit of everything, but I really want to talk about, like, how did your collab with Paul Wall happen?
Oh, okay. And this is where consistency is key. For those of you that are listening, consistency and dedication, discipline, all of that, yes, that is key. So my Instagram just blew up literally within 3 months of me just constantly posting Sample Saturdays videos. I just was like, I love sampling. Why not just post it and see what happens? And next thing I know, I'm at 34,000 followers. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So it was one of those things where he watched my videos. He followed me on Instagram and he hit me up and was like what you doing? We should work. Okay, it's Paul. I'm thinking it's one of those little bots from the page. Okay, yeah, whatever. I respond back. And so he just kept liking my stuff. And I had posted last year that I'm working on an album. I want to do an album. And he hit me up and said, I want to be a part of the album. My what? Album? Me? Mr. Paul. I have to do Mr. Paul. I said, oh, okay. And in my mind, I'm like, I need a beat that's gonna give, like, he got that deep Southern Houston voice. I was like, man, what beat could I do?
That was my next question. What was the creative process?
Oh, okay, here we go. We're gonna keep going in. And I was like, oh my goodness, man, I gotta send him a beat and I gotta do it quick. Yes. And so that was when I sent you a text. I said, hey, I might need you to write a hook for this song and it might have Paul Wall on it. I don't know.
Unreal.
But here we go. And so the song originally had the No Scrubs sample. It was just one of my Sample Saturdays type beats. And I was like, I really like this. I'm just going to take the sample out and we're going to use it.
Yeah.
And so ended up getting you on it. And I texted him and I said, yeah, he sent me his number, personal number. And I texted him and I said, hey, I got a beat I want to send you. It's called, it was called Scrubs. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait a minute. That's when that heartache, that breakup kicked in. No Scrubs. How about that?
Connecting the pieces.
No Scrubs. So basically, I sent you a text and you sent me two versions. And I was like, do I want this to be a song where you taking shots or do I want you to take shots, but, you know, it won't hurt as bad?
Make it a little lovely.
Right. Little I wanted this to get some real radio play. Right. So I was like, okay, I got to take my feelings out of it. And let's go with the, I think it was the second one. I said, let's go with the second version. We recorded it. I sent it to Paul Wall because he said, send it to him so he can know what to talk about. Sent it to Paul Wall. It's a song called No Scrubs. You already know what it mean. Yeah, so let's go with it. He texts back and was like, I got you. You know, I think that was around the time that hurricane had hit. So it took a minute for him to, like, get back in action, get in the studio. And he texted me and said, I just finished a verse. You want me to add another one? Another one? I get
Let's
two
go.
From the legend? Oh, yes. Please do that.
Wow.
He said, and I'll send you all the files. He sent all the files. He said, you can do whatever you want with it. And sent it back to her. We re-recorded it and got it going. And the rest is literally history.
The rest is history.
So amazing. And here's the crazy thing. I don't know. I probably was kind of being a little stalkerish, too, because I think my mama friend said she was at the liquor store and he was at a liquor store promoting his new Parmesan brand of liquor. And I was like, what? And I went on his page. He was going to be in Memphis the next day, too. Oh, okay.
Got to pull up.
I did. I pulled up. I left.
Expeditiously.
Where I was to go and meet up with him. I said, you in the city and didn't tell me. So I just pulled up and he was like, as soon as I walked into the liquor store, he's like, is that Diamond V? I said, nah, he know my name.
Yes, we're dealing with an actual celebrity. So I'm trying to get into it.
So, and that's how it went. I was like, I'm going to send you the song. We're working on it. Sent it to him. He loved it. Got on it. And here we are.
That's crazy. Also, I just got to give her another shout out for even trusting my little my little tail to do this song.
Oh, nah.
I got a little eager, y'all. I did. I made two versions because at first, normally when I listen, when somebody sends me a beat, I kind of go with like what's in my first mindset. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely giving me kind of love vibes. But I did send the original that she wanted to.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure that I was actually making good on what she actually wanted. So definitely, shout out to you again. I mean.
Nah, shout out to you because I knew your turnaround time was going to be crazy. I was like, oh, I already know she can give me this in no time.
Come on now. Because like, you thought I was finna mess up then.
And you came to me, like I was saying, you came to me as a producer. And I saw more than just the producer side. I'm like, you a writer and a singer? Oh, no. Yeah, we'll get to the producer stuff. Like, come back next week. But this week, we're going to work on this session, and we're going to get the song out.
Hey, I mean, it's so crazy how everything is kind of just aligned for you. Like, just getting to work with a legend like Paul Wall that just has plaques and just is such a huge name in not just the music industry, but, I mean, not just the rap game, but in the music industry in general. So how does that feel? Like,
girl, it's one of those things where it's like, my hard work is not going unnoticed. Because, you know, you have people, they'll follow you and stuff on Instagram, or they'll be like, hey, let's work. And it never ends up being a thing. But he was I was consistent, and he was like, I was shocked that he was responding as quickly as he was. And he was just being like, hey, hurricane hit. I can't do it this week, but I got you next week. You know, he was very much so like communicating with me like, hey, no, I really want to work with you kind of thing. I was like,
that's crazy.
Not me. What? So yes, it just lets me know that dreams come true. Yeah. God is always first because without
him first,
none of these opportunities would even come about. Yeah. Not even me being on this show right now. So definitely.
So I definitely want to ask, are there any dream collaborations that you're manifesting?
Dream collaborations. Okay. Yes, I want to work with Glorilla. I know y'all probably was like, that was a given. No, I really want to work with Glorilla. Okay, I'll put it like this. On the rap side, I want to work with Glorilla and Lotto. Those have been, I've been watching Lotto since the rap game. So I love Lotto. Mm-hmm. On the R&B side, you know I got to do my girl Beyonce.
Yes.
I'll say Beyonce, SZA, and Money Long. And then I guess with the male side, it's really whoever, honestly. Really, but whoever. Chris Brown, you know, I like some Chris Brown. I like Friday. Yes. I like, oh my goodness, the country singer that's with Moneybagg. Oh, man. Morgan Wallen, is that his name?
I think yes.
Yeah, so I want to tap into that country trap side too. But really,
she's very versatile.
Yeah, I want to work with everybody, honestly. But like, I don't know if I have just top collabs because Paul Wall, he's a top collab to me. So okay. I'm very I'm with it. Whoever wants to collab, I consider you a top collab, whether you mainstream or underground. Yes. I'm just grateful I can even collab with people.
Yes. And on that note, we're going to have to listen to No Scrubs. Y'all are hearing it first here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to The Ozone, and we got Diamond V in the building. Yes. Let's go.
Hello. What's
up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
Trying to see what's up with you.
What's up with me? What's up with you?
What you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Know what you talking about.
What they talking about, baby?
I need a man that's gonna hold me down for real. Ain't got his hand out, he'd rather work for his and chill. If he don't mind showing me love, no matter what, he gon' pull up. With his abs on the leg, cause he don't give a f- to the boys he's saying no tonight. Gon' give it to me exactly how I like. One of one, he can't be touched.
That's right.
Keep me safe, won't break my trust.
Baby. I got a pocket full of bankrolls and I'm covered in ice. Smelling good and looking nice, on point and precise. And I'm a go-getter, I got it, girl, don't look at the price. Platinum player, put it on you right, you in for a night. Matching pieces to a puzzle with me and you connect. A great love is built on friendship, trust and respect. I'm a protector and provider, I know how to get checks. So what's next? I'm coming at you direct. It's Power Wow, baby.
I need a man that's gonna hold me down for real. Ain't got his hand out, he'd rather work for his and chill. If he don't mind showing me love, no matter what, he gon' pull up. With his abs on the leg, cause he don't give a f- can't be touched. Keep me safe, won't break my trust. Need a real man, I don't want no scrub.
You looking at a real man, I'm talking nothing fake. Solid about mine, my vows to you I'll never break. The way we met is quite a story, I just call it fate. The type of love we got, of course they gon' be jealous and hate. I sacrifice for this life with you, I'm dedicated, fully committed to our relationship, it's long awaited. The potential in what we have is to be celebrated. House with the gated fence, cars with tops amputated. Baby, I'm here, I'm trying to take your top tier. Matching Rolex watches and diamonds in your ears. I'm big baller from the top to bottom. So if you looking for a real one, then you got 'em. What it do?
I need a man that's gonna hold me down for real. Ain't got his hand out, you rather work for his and chill. He don't mind showing me love. No matter what, he gon' pull up with his tabs on the leg, cause he don't give a f- to the boys he's staying on tonight. Gon' give it to me exactly how I like. One of one, he can't be touched. Keep me safe, won't break my trust. Need a real man, I don't want no scrub.
Oh, yeah.
It's Pow Wow.
Pow Wow, baby.
You.
So, yes, y'all just got the inside, the first hearing of this song on the radio.
Yes.
No Scrubs featuring Pow Wow and Ozioma by Diamond V.
Yes.
And I definitely want to talk about your impact in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've worked hands-on with students at Alcee's Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Alcee Elementary. So, what was it like working with the students, and also what inspired you to invest in those youth music programs?
Ooh, okay. So basically, I started working with Alcee through the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my work within the community came from the Boys and Girls Club. So I didn't even know that that specific location had a recording studio. So pretty much, how did I get started? It was a random Indeed pop-up. Like, hey, we got a job opening at Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
So I just was like, you know, okay, I applied and that's it. I ain't think nothing of it. Got the job. And while I was working there, we had to go to different schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, not everybody, but that department, you had to go out to different schools. Mm-hmm. And one of the schools actually ended up being Alcee. And that ended up becoming a thing because of Teresha G. So her mom was the principal, or is the principal, at Alcee. And I went, had a meeting with her. Actually, this is kind of crazy. We met at Chick-fil-A. She was like, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I need done, blah, blah, blah. So can you do it? I said, I can. And ended up, I made sure that I incorporated, because that school wasn't specifically in like the list of schools for me to go to. It was only high school students. And so basically I got that connection with Alcee to partner with, it wasn't necessarily the Boys and Girls Club, it was called Notes for Notes. So Notes for Notes, and that partnership with Alcee is how it started. And I really enjoy working with kids. That's kind of crazy. I enjoy working with kids. I really
she
do.
That's kind of crazy.
Because they kind of get on my nerves a little bit. But
kids will be kids.
No, I absolutely love, that's crazy. I absolutely love working with kids. And it was one of those things where I felt like, I think that stemmed from me working with my nephew when he would always be at our house. And he would, TT, I want to go in the music room and press the buttons. And he talking about on the beat machine. So he was my little producer. And so it was one, I was like, man, I could really do this. And that's when the job popped up, and I was like, I guess I'm supposed to do this. And just working with the kids in general, because we even put out an album with Boys and Girls Club, Notes for Notes. We put out an album. We put that album out, and we had to do one like every quarter. So that was with the younger kids. And as far as the high school kids, it was, I did two high schools per quarter. So Melrose actually ended up being the one that I did the project with. So they wrote the songs. I showed them how to make beats. And basically, wow, it's amazing. I'm going to have to send you the link because they did a really good job on that. And even with me going to Alcee, she was like, I want something that sounds like All My Life, which is the J. Cole and I think it's Lil Durk song. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I want something like that. But of course, I know I can't use it, but I do want the kids on there singing it and doing their part. So I listened to it, recreated something similar to it, not like copyright, y'all. Mm-hmm. But a derivative work. But and I did that and it went perfectly. I took my setup because we also could like basically take everything we had in the studio, whatever fits, you can take it. So I took all the mics, all of the headphones that we had, and we had just a group of kids in her office in the conference room area, and we told them what we wanted them to say. Teresha G was actually the writer for that. And told them what we wanted them to say, how we wanted them to sing it. And those kids are so talented. I never worked with kids that were like super talented and in tune with music like that. Oh, that just made me like want to keep doing it more because how passionate they were, which made me even more passionate about working with them. Like, yeah, they'll get a little rowdy and give me a headache from time to time, but they were still interested in doing it. So whenever kids are interested, I'm like, oh yeah, definitely, let's do it. So that's really where it came from, me working with Notes for Notes through the Boys and Girls Club and all the different opportunities that came from that.
Man, I just I can't with her. I just really look up to you also, because I feel like you stepping out into the community really probably changed them kids' lives. Like they're gonna think about that moment for the rest of their lives. Like it really matters, especially starting early on for kids in elementary school, to actually see the example of, you know, people that actually look like them.
Right.
Actually doing it and actually making moves for real.
Yeah. And even when I got ready to leave I didn't want to, but you know, when your time is up, your time is up. But I loved it. And even when I got ready to leave, the day I left, it was one of the kids that was there. He was like, Miss Diamond, I just want you to know, like, what you was doing was really fun. It was really amazing. And like, it really changed my life. I was like,
oh, girl, I would have been crying.
I got a video. I was like, no way. No, because he would give a hard time from time to time. But when he came in there, he actually would like be interested in creating and making the beat. So it was lovely. I enjoyed it, though.
That is literally amazing. So we are nearing the end of my hour and my time with Diamond V. But I do want to know a few things. Just two more questions. You know, nothing too crazy.
Uh-oh.
So you went back to school for your second master's degree in media scoring and production, right?
Yeah.
And you're set to graduate in December.
Yes, ooh-hoo, ma'am. Yeah.
What motivated you to take that that next step?
And getting the first one or the second one?
The second.
Okay, because look, I had vowed after I was done at University of Memphis, that's it. I'm never doing school again. The end, close that chapter, moving on. But randomly, I saw a Facebook ad. Ugh, that's what I get for being on Facebook so much. I saw a Facebook ad, and I was like, ooh. Now, this was for the first one, so real quick. I saw the Facebook ad, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. I can get a master's in this. And being at U of M, the side that I was on, I didn't learn too much of the business, but I learned just enough to kind of, like, keep me moving. But I was like, okay, I can learn the business side, and this will be a master's degree? Cool, I'll take it. Boom, did that. And then I was like, I'm so glad to be done. I'll never do that again. Nope.
Come to find out.
It wasn't even 6 months later. I graduated technically May, but I didn't finish until August because they didn't have a summer commencement. And I saw that Facebook ad again. I said, Jesus Christ, I can't get off Facebook because this is not it. So I saw the Facebook ad again, and it was like, hey, you can get a master's degree in film. I was like, film, I've been wanting to dabble in that a little bit. It came up, and the crazy thing about it, the deadline was December 15th. I applied December 15th. The deadline to apply was like December 10th, I think. And I was like, man, that's it. I ain't gonna be able to get in because deadline happened and Nope. Them people was like, send us two letters of recommendation and you are in. I said, what? That, wait a minute now, because I needed time to talk myself out of it. And but it was one of those things where I only enjoy school when I'm learning something that I'm passionate about.
Right.
So to just go to school for something that's just very random, I couldn't see myself doing it. It's always been music, that journey, whether it was on the film side, the commercial side, the music industry, the business, whatever side it was one of those things where I'm learning, so I'm excited about it. I'll keep going to school if I have to. I'm done. I've taken everything that they offer, though.
Girl.
Now they're at the point where they're trying to put me in classes just to fulfill the requirements.
My gosh.
But it's like, no, Diamond, you've taken everything offer. You'll have to find somewhere else to go.
Your time is up.
Right. So it's one of those things where if I'm passionate about it and I'm learning, I love to learn like new stuff about music. And that's why I said I'm always a student. I never try to look at it like, I know more than you. I don't care how many degrees I got. Like, that's never been my thing of my position makes me know more than you. Nope. What you know that I don't?
Right.
So I always look like that and try to gain as much knowledge as I can, so that way when I am in rooms with other people, hey, do you know this? Or the PRO situation we were just talking about. Yeah. So just to be like, hey, make sure this or make sure that, or be on the lookout. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I enjoy it, but it gets hard now.
I definitely
Hopefully there's a little inspiration. You can go. Don't stay too long because they're ready for
yourself. So we are at the end. I definitely want to shout out Diamond V. Thank you so much for being the first guest on my show. Definitely let us know where we can find you on socials.
Oh, y'all can find me. Oh, I'm really just on Instagram. I'm on Facebook too, but I don't do too much on there. But mainly Instagram is where everything gets posted. So it's Mixed, M-I-X-E-D.